Today on Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we're talking about Julie's 7 R's of eco-organizing. Do you wonder if you really can be green when organizing? Would you like to save some green in addition to being green? Are you someone who'd like to be more environmentally aware, but just don't know how? Learn about ways to be green in your organizing and decluttering as we begin the month focusing on being eco-friendly.
Do you control your clutter, or does your clutter control you? On Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, we'll teach you awareness as well as action steps to create change in your life. Come on, let's get started.
This entire month is inspired by a few things. And first, I'm trying out a new headset. I was actually gifted this. I had been thinking about it and talk about the universe stepping up. And this woman had me on her podcast, Angela Brown, and she's on YouTube and it's all about cleaning. And I was like, wow. So far, so good. But this is a first. I tried some new things in March, beginning of April. This is the new headset. I'm hoping that it is groovy. Hopefully this is better. I'm a little nervous because she said it's super sensitive. So I hopefully have the microphone away far enough from me. Anyway, this entire month of April is inspired by a couple things. First, I was asked to give a presentation to the NAPO Michigan group, and they wanted me to talk about eco-organizing. And last year with downsizing and getting the books out, I really kind of didn't do a lot. It was just focusing on those two things. So I kind of, not quite hibernated, but really was working on those projects and didn't do a lot of speaking. And I'm looking forward to changing that for this year. I was excited because I really think the industry of organizers need to step up in general. I think we should all be green. And normally I wouldn't say that, because I don't believe in forcing anyone to do anything. I've never been that way. Part of the reason I'm also doing this month was, quite frankly, inspired by the solar. When that got rejected, because it wasn't rejected based on facts. And I find that frustrating. And so it wasn't rejected. It just, they were so short-sighted. I mean, when you say things like the solar panels have to match your roof color, well, that tells me you don't know anything about solar panels, because it's not like paint color or wall color. And so there's, I think, a lot of misinformation or lack of understanding. This month was also inspired by Greta Thunberg. She was Time's Person of the Year because she's just awesome. Becoming so passionate about something, I believe that she is truly indeed a little angel, an eco warrior sent to help wake us up. But we're not all listening. I mean, that's apparent, and it broke my heart to see all these old grumpy men attacking her. I mean, I just don't even know how you attack a child. I don't support that. I had an incident where a woman attacked a child because they didn't agree with them politically. And I'm like, kids are off limits. Okay. And what you did is not okay. So anyway, in her passionate plea, which was mocked about her crying and upset, but I get why she's angry. You know, Greta's going to be on the earth probably 70 more years, and we have not been a good steward of it. And so this whole month is dedicated to hopefully inspiring you to make changes. And again, you don't have to be like me. You don't have to want solar panels. You don't have to get an electric car. You know, one of the other things that was so frustrating about the solar is that was for our retirement. We considered that just as if we were investing in a IRA in stocks or bonds, because property or power companies are only going to continue to increase. I don't think we are fully aware or have an understanding of how that's only going to continue to increase. And as population increases, water scarcity. I lived in Los Angeles for 10 years. I'm waiting for Colorado and the other Western states to be like, we're done. We're cutting off your supply from our river because you've lowered it so much. We have challenges that are going to come and we need to come up with solutions. So I personally see Greta as being awesome. And again, every little step you take makes a huge difference. And that's what the point of the podcast is. But I'm all about awareness, right? So this is about awareness. I encourage you, what are the issues in your area? What is going on in your community that you need to be aware of? You know, here where we are in Raleigh, there, and we're just south now, like building and growth. There's a meeting coming up on that, but that is an issue. In my hometown of Wheeling, West Virginia, I love my hometown, but they're allowing fracking and they have all these concerns about this. Since I was there as a child, the Ohio River has just been polluted. It has never been cleaned up. It's not being taken care of. That's the drinking and bathing water for people in our community. So educate yourself and learn what's going on in your community. So again, not about judgment. It's about awareness. But I feel we as humans need to step up our game. Every single one of you watching or listening can make a difference. Now, I first did an episode on that's kind of the overall month focus. Specifically for today, I did an episode, I want to say 5 or 6 years ago when I first started podcast. So I've tweaked it a bit. My 7 R's have been tweaked and I kind of slipped in an 8th one. And I changed it because as you grow and evolve and learn, but I like 7. I like the number 7. So I want to keep 7 R's of eco-organizing. And also a reminder that April 22nd, and I believe it's a Wednesday this year, is the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. So Earth Day was created before, just after, almost a year after I was born. So consider doing something in honor of your mama. And if you go to earthday.org, you can have lots of great ideas to support you. Again, there are many steps and many actions you can take. We're going to talk about that for the entire month. And I'm excited that you're here watching and listening. Julie's 7 R's of eco-organizing. First one, reduce. Simply buy less. Now you have to make a conscious effort, especially if you are someone that you shop when you're sad or you're angry. So becoming aware of that. What's your clutter kryptonite? I did an entire episode on that and I encourage you to listen to that because I'd go into a lot more detail than I'm going to go into today. What is it that you just can't say no to? Even if you have 10 of them at home, or if is it the 10 for 10 at Kroger's and you have canned goods for 50 years you're never gonna eat? Where can you consume less? Food, clothes, your electricity or water? Can you borrow or rent instead of buy? You know, you're having a fun party and you're having 50 people and I don't have plates and all of that for 50 people. So can you borrow from friends? And they say, if I can bring something, yeah, you can bring a set of plates. Retrain your brain on sales and bargains. I always think of the Bed Bath and Beyond coupons, right? And if you have some sitting around and you're not using them, I encourage you to recycle them. I saved them when I knew we were going to move because we downsized. I knew we were going to need, like for instance, we have a small laundry room. And so I needed something to put a little thing to help dry the clothes. So I have that and it's kind of cool. You can flip it out and flip it back. So I kept those because I knew I was going to use them. But retrain your bearings because if it's not a sale and it's not a bargain, if it creates clutter. Where can you reduce in something like straws and takeout containers? You know, I live in the South and where I am, I mean, I know there are other places that are really groovy and into the environment. The Raleigh area is, in my opinion, is not one of them. And when I bring my reusable straws, I have them in a little container. Always a conversation starter. Oh, wow, what are those? Really, you take those around? And I share a statistic that I'm going to share later in this month, but the amount of plastic straws you use is crazy. So that's one way you can have a small impact. Bring takeout containers. I have got to get healthy. I have done better. I'm starting intermittent fasting. I've been doing that for a while, and that has really helped me cut down on snacking. What I decided is I need to slowly make changes because that's just the only way it's going to work for me. And so I know when I go out, I'm going to take half a meal. So having a container to put that half of the meal in. My second R, reuse, also known as upcycling. And you probably hear the upcycling term more than reuse, but you doesn't fit with my R theme. And you know me, I like to use music or something like this. So where can you reuse something and get another use before you recycle? So for example, if you get a magazine subscription, awesome if you're recycling, but could you perhaps take it to a senior center? Maybe the scouts need it for a project they're doing, or classrooms. I don't know if any teachers out there would use them, but that's an example. Moving boxes. We ended up selling our moving boxes, which I thought was a win-win. They got a lot and didn't pay much. Or can you give them away? Just put them on Craigslist. We also here in the area have a place where you can sell back, although you don't make as much money, but you can still sell your boxes and packing materials back and get something. That's where we went and got a few things so we didn't have to buy brand new. Can you turn old clothes into something new? I saw something really cool where someone creative turned adult socks into toddler leggings. So they had, like, it was very cute, had the little sock on one side, little sock on one side, and then had sewn in, like, kind of for the butt area, another color. It was absolutely adorable, but how smart is that? Do hand-me-downs. I feel somehow it's fascinating to me as we as a society got away from things, because I remember, I had an older brother, but there were some things that couldn't be worn by me, like jeans, and I was a tomboy and out to play. And somehow I feel like we've gotten away from that. So what can you do with hand-me-downs? And there are all these options if you're a parent. You can trade, you can put them to a consignment store. There are lots of options if you want to make back some money or not and just want to clear your clutter, but get another use out of the clothes. Refill your laundry detergent, your spices. One of the things I miss most, when I lived in Vermont, and this was ages ago, I belonged to an awesome co-op. I haven't found that here. I don't even know. Maybe they have a co-op, but it's probably like an hour or so away. So that's, again, weighing the benefit. Do I want to drive? And it's not realistic some days for me to take half a day driving and buying groceries. I wish that we had a co-op here, and maybe when we move, I'll put that on my to-do list to Google. But if you refill, you can use the containers and buy in bulk. Costco, I know, has an drop-off for eyeglasses. So when we were downsizing last year, I put kind of one of my habits to do is, I'm doing the cat toys right now. I know, okay, within a month, I'm going to do this. Let me set aside and put everything here. So I was able to drop off old glasses that are going to be recycled and reused for people who really need them. And that makes me so happy. And then finally, check out Pinterest and YouTube, because they're awesome. There are so many creative people out there, and you get lots of ideas to do. Number three, refuse. And this was something that I added that was not an original Julie 7 R's. Single-use items. I've been thinking again, as a child of the 70s, and I don't remember a lot of single-use stuff. Makeup, I see that a lot, like these use it once and throw it away, or like a disposable razor, for example. So get in the habit of refusing single items and becoming aware of it. We were at the store the other day, and I'm as I talk about this. So anyway, Tony loves fudge. I'll eat fudge maybe once or twice a year, and so I was looking at it, and I was like, how annoying is this that they include in the little fudge package? And it wasn't a lot. I didn't buy it because I didn't want the little knife. So they had a little knife. I'm like, that's such a waste. That's such a waste. Break it off with your hands, or wait until you're home if you need to use a knife. So all these things, this little plastic knife that are just so wasteful. And we have to switch our thinking in that. So be aware of single-use items and refuse them. Use real plates, for example, or rent instead of disposable when you're just going to chuck that. And I get that you don't want to clean up, but maybe you consider hiring someone like a teenager or a college kid to wash dishes for you. And then you have a lot less that you need to worry about. I remember growing up, my mother, and I don't think I've ever seen anyone else do this, but I'm betting if you're my age or your mother, your grandmother did this, my mom turns old t-shirts into rags. She still does. Just people don't do that. It's again, that's like, what can I use in one go and then discard it? Be aware of things that are overpackaged or that can't be recycled. You know, that's another thing. Do you remember when CDs first came out? You had CD, and then you had these long packages with all this empty space. I mean, talk about a waste. And finally, they got their act together and stopped that, but they did that for years. Be aware of that, and then don't buy. Refuse paper, plastic bags. I know in Europe, if you want a bag, they charge you for it. And I think that I read Oregon did that in 2020, but I'm not sure. Don't quote me on that. I think, though, that people, and I want to say that other states have done that. I want to say California has, but I haven't Googled that. It's coming. I think that it is coming. Get reusable bags. Keep them in the car and use them. Refuse harmful items such as cleaning products. I'm going to talk about that in a later episode, but really be aware of what's under your counter or sink because that affects you. Indoor pollution is just as much of a concern as outdoor pollution these days. And then refuse the freebies. So if you're at an event, you know, there's those tchotchkes or things that collect dust. I was laughing. We were watching The Good Place. And so we finished season 3. And I think this is the last year. We are binge watchers. So we don't watch anything regularly. Like it took us, it was at 10 years after The Sopranos ended, we watched it. So we're very behind the time, but we eventually get to stuff. And they were talking about, I don't want to give anything away. So Ted Danson's character, they had made him a little box of human stuff. And I laugh because they're like, yeah, the little corporate squeezy ball that you'll get and you don't want to throw it away because you might use it and all these other like things that you're never going to use. And I kind of cracked up because I was like, oh, that's pretty accurate. So refuse the freebies. And when I did giveaways, I gave away reusable bags because that's something that hopefully the people that receive them used. And I didn't look at it as a single-use item. I looked at it as use it till it falls apart.
You have all the answers you need within. Got Clutter, 365 journal prompts books, supports you in figuring out how to clear your clutter. Get control of your clutter so your clutter doesn't control you. Reclaim time, money, sanity, and resources. Choose from physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, holidays, or compilation volumes 1, 2, and 3. Free MP3 meditation with purchase. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com or purchase on Amazon.
Number 4. Repurpose. This is something you can have a ton of fun with. Again, check out YouTube and Pinterest for some ideas. But this is basically repurposing something into another use. So you could use a bulletin board to hang jewelry. I've also seen someone who took the top of a rake and reused it, which was pretty cool. I've seen recycled wood shelters is like a command center. So to put messages and keys and your invitations and keeping that organized. I saw a ladder turned into a bookshelf, which is really cool. You can use ice cube trays to put craft supplies, your earrings, maybe office supplies like paper clips. Use wooden crates to store books. You can use a vintage letter press. And what that is I've had one of those since I was a kid. So it's where they used to keep all of the, when they were printing, like the B's, all the letters and stuff. And then, you know, they'd lay it out and print. So you could use that to hold something small. Maybe I saw actually someone use it. I would use it for essential oils. That's something that's kind of different because I would like to be able, when we move and get settled, that is, I know, oh, that I want to use for essential oils. You can use luggage tags to label your baskets, help keep you organized. I did a whole little thing. This is not on my current channel. It was on my Eco Organizer channel about drink wine, get organized. Use your wine boxes. Like if you get a case of wine, and many times the stores will say, if you like, hey, can I get some free boxes I'll use? But use the wine box for ornaments. They stack, you can color coordinate it, and if they keep those glass bottles of wine, they're going to keep your ornaments safe, I promise. I also like to repurpose bedding or shower containers for storage. Those packages tend to be clear. You can write with a Sharpie. So for instance, I have some extra cords in a little shower plastic container. Two other clever ideas I want to share are I saw someone turn an old TV into an aquarium. Again, I'm not that creative in that way. And then I love this. If you are so, you can keep threads or buttons in a binder or an old photo album and use it that way. Number 5, repair. Now, my first suggestion is to buy quality to begin with. And again, I don't know, maybe is this what happens as we age? I just feel like some things, you just don't have quality. They just don't make things like they used to. I have my grandmother's childhood bedroom set that is in our guest room. She had 2 twin beds. So we have a bed in each of the guest rooms. And that stuff is quality. It is wood. It is solid. As I look around, I'm in my office and where the house is set up, this is my office. But I think the other thing happened because it has doors that close, like little French doors, is I think it was maybe intended to be also a dining room. And so because we had to kind of switch things and downsize, so I have our, not a curio, it's a cabinet, so where I keep dishes. And so that was my brother's. Someone gave it, it built like 100 years ago. Someone gave it to my parents and they painted it an awful blue when Justin, my baby brother, was born, and they used it. It looks like kind of like a pie safe. The top half is a pie safe. And so they painted it, but that's where my mom held Justin's clothes. You know, different, that's thinking outside the box because it's, you know, got a big glass plate in the middle and you wouldn't typically think of that as clothes. And so now we have it refinished. And so it's back to its natural wood, but it is solid. It is awesome. And so it's not going to fall apart and it's going to last another 300 years. So I'll give it to one of my nieces or nephew, but buy quality where you can. Don't buy a new one, right? That's what they want us to do. They'll say, oh, let's keep the economy going. We'll make it cheap and then break and buy a new one. See if you can get it repaired. Fix what you're able to instead of throwing it away. Now, I'm not very handy. Tony is super handy. But before I met him, what I would do is I would resell. And let's be honest, I wasn't good at that. I just gave it away. It was not worth the time and the effort for me to research, well, what could I possibly, it's missing this part, it needs this. And if they were able to fix it and use it for themselves, or they were able to sell it and make a profit, I'm okay with that because it didn't end up in the landfill. And then also with repair, look for take back programs. For example, Patagonia, you can return their stuff. And if I'm remembering correctly, they'll take your old pullovers or whatever and recycle those, but they take it back and they're going to do something with that. And there's a lot more of that going on. So check that out. Number 6, recycle. Just know the laws in your town. If you don't recycle now, see if you can recycle the basics such as paper, glass, and I know plastic, it might be some of them. Things are changing. You know, China is starting to refuse or has refused American recycling, and some other countries are starting to refuse that. So that's another issue that we're going to have to deal with. We are going to have to come up with some program here to deal with all our recyclable materials. By what you can recycle. So for example, if you can find something in a glass jar, purchase that instead. Can you recycle food by composting? You know, there are lots of things. You can get a little aerator, you can get a little compost bin. There are lots of things that you can do. I believe it's San Francisco, and I want to say this started a few years ago. They are now required to compost food. But you know what? People are like, oh, what a pain. but that's a crowded city. We are going to have to start thinking more about these. And again, like I'm in a more rural area now. Well, the town dumps a couple miles away. Like at some point, people are going to have to say, and especially if other people, I'm done. I don't want a dump in my backyard. So all these issues, this is why I'm passionate about it and supporting you. So just see if you can take that next step in composting or at least do the basics. Buy stuff made from recycled products. You can check labels, do your research, and ask. Say, hey, do you know if any of this is recycled material? And most times people are going to share with you what that is and that they do use recycled products. And then finally, avoid what it's difficult to recycle. If you get into that awareness, you get into the habit, oh, you know, this is plastic number 202. I think the only place that recycles that is New York City that has a big setup for that weird plastic. But be aware of that and avoid that. What isn't going to be easy to recycle or that you probably would have to throw away. And then finally, number 7, rethink. Instead of gifts, can you give experiences? This winter for the kids, I went and found a bunch of German food. My sister-in-law is German. We are mainly German. And I wanted them as a family to experience making. I got spätzle, I got sauerkraut, I got pork, I got cheese, everything that were products from Germany. And so they as a family could experience that instead of something that, you know, they might love. It's this year's in thing and then 3 years later it's out. Give consumables. I love to make things if I can. Give stuff like memberships, gym membership, your services, pay for a cat sitter, pay for a babysitter, or offer that. You know, rethink that we have to have something that is not consumable, not an experience. Try to rethink there. Rethink what you use, you take, you buy and give. That's about the awareness, this whole rethinking thing. How are my daily actions impacting the environment? Regift. Now, I have to laugh because I once spoke at a country club and there was a reporter in the audience who wrote about my talk. And the only thing that she mentioned, I had said, you know, you can give batteries to fire stations. I don't know if that's true everywhere and recycle in there, but her main thing was I'm in the South. She was not amused that I had suggested a regift. I mean, her sensibilities were just not happy. And, you know, sorry, I'm going to share it here, regift. And if it makes you nervous to regift, then I have another solution for you. So many charities are doing online auctions these days or physical auctions. But, you know, I think everyone I've seen has given you the option they do. If they do a physical event, if you aren't able to be there, you can sign up and bid on items. So you can give that new item you don't want to a charity, especially if it's brand new, never been used, and they can raise money. So if you're not into regifting, that's your option. Rethink your shopping and your use habits. You know, this whole fashion thing, this fast fashion thing I've been learning about, because I'm not fashionable. I don't know that much. And, you know, or all these clothes that people give and they end up in these countries that they're like can't use or they're just not very practical, or you know, you wear them one season and they fall apart because they're not well made. I was at my hairdresser's and a woman who worked in the fashion industry, I mean, she sewed her own clothes and she talked about that. She said, you know, the quality, and this was a woman in her 70s, she's like, it's completely changed. It used to, you know, used to have the nice clothes, you didn't have as many, but they were well made. So just again, become aware. And then I encourage you to think of sustainability as a way of being. Again, I'm not saying go out and get solar panels, although I do encourage you, look at that as an investment. I know that the rebates continue for 2020. After that, they're not guaranteed. I think if we get a new president, then they will hopefully reverse all the environmental damage that's been done over the past 4 years. If we continue to have the same White House, then I think after that, we'll hopefully get a president that's more environmentally friendly. But that's a big concern of mine. You can do something like a solar co-op. My hometown has a solar co-op, and I hope when we move back that we get are able to get a part of that. So again, it doesn't have to be the electric car. That'd be a huge thing, but taking your reusable straws, getting into that habit, that's sustainable living, and that's a manageable change. One, it's affordable for just about everyone, and two, that's something that has a huge impact. So rethink all of it. Take actions from today's podcast. Reduce. Reuse. Refuse. Repurpose. Repair. Recycle. Rethink. On our next episode, we're talking about cleaning green. Go out, clear your clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. When you clear your clutter, you can share your gifts with the world. Sign up for our free newsletter at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. If you've enjoyed Clear Your Clutter Inside and Out, please rate, review, and share us.